Yeah, the Young Rebel set here with me in the studio. Nice to have you here. It's a pleasure for me. So it's the first time I'm in contact with you. I heard a lot of you because I'm a huge fan of this German label called Hotel van Cleef.
Yeah.
And I have the newsletter and I'm listening to Tomte and Katka.
Yeah.
Since years. So
yeah, we're in very good company, I think.
I was always in contact with your name, but never with your music. So mm-hmm. I'm glad it will happen today. I'm here with Matty.
Yeah.
Matt.
Matt's fine, just here.
The singer and guitar player of
that's
the band.
That's the one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Luke,
yeah.
Drummer.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and normally you have five guys, right?
Five guys, yeah.
And two brother couples.
It's me and Mark, the other guitarist, brothers, and Chris, the bassist, and Andy, the lead guitarist, are brothers as well.
Yeah,
and we've got
funny.
Matty up the top, striker.
You're the only guy who's not with his brother.
Yeah.
Do you feel alone sometimes?
No.
Because of that?
How can I feel alone with a group of five people? No. And I enjoy the peace and quiet sometimes. I let them squabble between themselves.
Yeah.
And are they always hanging together as couples? The brothers?
No. No, they don't hang together. We all hang together.
Yeah.
It's a nice family unit as it is.
Matthew plays referee sometimes when me and Mark argue a lot. So
okay.
Just brothers, tiffs, nothing major.
But it's not the kind of tribals, you know, the different families fighting against
yeah.
each other.
No, there's no feuds.
No.
Okay.
It's not Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, yeah, you're from England. I'm sorry, my British is not that
it's
good.
Okay. Our
so
German's terrible.
I'm used to speak American English when I have guests here. So
oh. Well,
I'm sorry for my accent.
That's fine. It's better than our German, like Matty said.
Okay. from this town, I never heard, of course, Stockton-on-Tees.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And yeah, it's in the north. I used to be in Newcastle, so I know a little bit the north.
You're
of
about
England.
Half an hour away from us.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of it if you lived in Newcastle. Because
I didn't live, I was there on holiday.
Oh, right, okay.
You went
yeah.
to Newcastle on holiday?
Yeah, I visited a friend.
Wow.
Did you like
it?
It
was great, I loved it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very northern.
Yeah, and people
speak
people
in London
funny.
Think it's like so far away. They couldn't think it's all really grim where we live and run down. But no, it's thriving. We love where we come from, and it's not far from anywhere.
It's not far from Scotland as well.
It's not far from Scotland.
If you want to go to Scotland,
yeah,
we tend to go the other way. But you know,
you don't like to go there.
It's nice. It's lovely. But it's just Scotland, isn't it?
Yes.
It's cold. It's too cold for us.
There's not much in Scotland that we don't have near us. We don't really go there unless we play music up there.
Mm. How's the music scene in north of England? Is it different to south of England? Or are there different scenes in England?
There's different scenes in every city you go to. There's like, obviously you get your Merseybeat and like your Scouse bands. They tend to have like a genre or, you know, but I think the good thing about where we're from is we're not in a city, we're in like a town or a village, so there's no real scene happening, there's no click
mm-hmm.
to be involved in, so there's like a good demographic of all different genres of music, and, you know, there's not just one genre that defines kind of the northeast. But I think it's kind of a northern thing to sing or write about, you know, write about what you see, what you see. Like, people call it like social commentary and things like that. So I guess that's kind of a northern thing. In songwriting terms, there's a good heritage of like northern bands, you know, especially out of Manchester and
yeah.
you know, Liverpool and mm-hmm. Newcastle. And
I think the people who are down south writing music, I think a lot of people move down to London to get seen or heard. So they use the image to get them further. They'll dye their hair pink or something, or become outlandish. That's why they get noticed, I think, a lot of the time in London. Whereas if you're in a band from the northeast and you manage to get relatively successful by not even moving to London, then your songs must be good because people
okay.
are going out the way yeah. to come and find you.
It's a kind of evidence.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, definitely. I think the songs stand for themselves.
I think a place like London, when there's such an amalgamation of different bands, people are just trying too hard to be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And people start, you know, dressing in funny clothes and doing just ridiculous things. And what ends up coming up with some kind of ridiculous scene, you know.
Yeah.
They'll have a new romantic movement soon enough or something, you know. There'll be boys wearing eyeliner again, no doubt.
Yeah, would you say it's a completely different world in London compared to the rest of England? Like
music-wise,
Paris, you have Paris, and then the rest. Yeah, Germany, Berlin. And
it's kind of it's got its own it's got its own pulse. It's got its own beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just it's such a big melting pot of different cultures and everything that you can find everything you want there. Whereas if say if you walked into Stockton, you get what you're given. there's not a huge diversity to see, but that's why London is what it is. That's why people love it, and you know. But that's for the same reason. That's why we like to go home, and there's a place that we kind of feel home. And I don't think I could ever call if I lived in London, I could like feel at home there because there's no kind of identity I could relate to in London. Because there's so many identities just walking about, and you know, I find it quite a unsociable place because there's too many people running the rat race, and no one's got time for anybody. Or you know, everybody's got their own goals and sights that everyone's heading for and striving for. And you know, sometimes you just want to sit back and take it easy.
Yeah, I think people literally move to London to try and become someone. The feels that they have to be there to become a superstar or to become in a band and make it famous. But, like, for us, going home back to Stockton is, you can switch off from the outside world and just see family and friends, whereas in London, it's so busy and you're at it every time, you don't switch off. So it's always good to come back home to Stockton and relax.
How many people do live there?
A couple of 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's not that small.
It's not like a village, but it's...
It's like the town itself, but it's like the outskirts and like all the suburbs. Yeah, there's some... Yeah, it's
like an
big
old industrial town, and it's just the epitome of a lot of northern towns these days where, you know, mm-hmm. it's had its heyday, but now it's just starting to like...
Regenerate again
and, you know, find a new identity and... You know, proving that, you know, not every town's full of squalor. You know, people are bettering themselves and people are moving on up. And, you know, I think that's what a lot of people from down south kind of think about the northern towns.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in reality, if you just came down and had a look, it's nothing like that.
Yeah, there is some really nice places. There's some horrible places, but that's the same everywhere you go. But it's our home and we love it.
Yeah. Would you say there's a special identity when you are from the north? In general, if you live in the north in some countries,
stereotypes. Yeah,
yeah, because there's this interesting connection between you and Grand Hotel Van Cleef people. Mm. You know, they live in the north of Germany in Hamburg. Right. So, and they have a special special flair or identity, which is interesting for us from the south.
Yeah,
there's a drive and a motivation, I guess, to, you know, definitely better yourself and, you know, not kind of just go with the flow. There's no flow that you get sucked into, like in big cities where you just get sucked into a job and that's it. And by the time you realise you're 40-year-old and you think, bloody hell, what have I done with my life?
Yeah.
There's no kind of whirlwind to get wrapped up in. You can kind of sit back and think about what you want to do with your life and where you want to go. You can go out of London if you want to. Some people are made for that, just personally. No.
Yeah, your music is also called craft rock, whatever this is. But yeah, for me it's something a bit rough and true, you know. And this is a kind of cliche for maybe the North people.
Yeah, maybe that's the.
It's not something we made up, though, is it?
It's what like the papers call it or whatever. So, craft rock is kind of coming from the old industrial, kind of hard-working town or dishevelled town.
Yeah.
That you got to really work for getting out of there. And, you know, we have really grafted at what we're doing, but...
That's more the working-class rock than
yeah,
the
yeah, Yeah, I mean, everyone always pigeonholes it as the working class and whatever, but you
people
know,
always want to pigeonhole something. We just do what we do.
We just love making music. I couldn't care less about working class. But we sing about what we see or do, and I guess that comes across, if that comes across as working class to some nonce in London, then fair does.
But your lyrics aren't, that full of working class topics, at least at the latest record from 2013. Yeah. It's more about, I don't know, relationships and something like this.
Yeah, totally.
Who am I and what am I able to give?
Yeah, it's kind of a reflective kind of inward look at yourself, do you know what I mean? Kind of like just looking at the bigger picture, regardless of where you're from, just why you're here, what you're doing, why have I done these things, the choices that you make, and, you know, you've got to either answer for those decisions that you make in life, or, you know, you reap the benefits of what you do, or you can realise your own downfalls and things like that in relationships and just in general life. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I just think about Rezension. Yeah, what's written about your this record, and that I can read that it's mostly about true and unconditional love.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say so. So when I read the lyrics, it's more about, I don't know, I'm not sure if I want to be in a relationship with you because I want to be with me and live my life, and I can't promise anything. Something
well,
like
those
that.
Expectations,
it's not the minute. It's not the minute.
Yeah, because you have to kind of come to terms with yourself before, you know, anyone else can kind of come to grasp who you are, what you're about. You have to be honest with yourself for a start before you can be honest with anybody else, especially in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, the relationship just starts on the wrong foot. It's a farce in the first place. It's not real in the first place. If the two of you can't be honest then with who you are and what you are, then how can you truly love each other? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to be in a relationship when you are on road?
No, it's great.
It works.
You get that time to think.
It works better now. When you first started, so much like technology to keep in touch with your loved ones anyway at home. So you see the face on Skype.
It tests those understandings and them.
Definitely.
It tests those bonds, you know, while you're away, and tests, you know, trust, commitment. You know, it tests all those things, and you know. There are, you know, things that come down the line that do, you know, challenge your own beliefs or what you are sometimes. So it's kind of, there's always that devil on your shoulder sometimes.
But you meet a lot of people on road, don't you?
We do.
But everyone's friendly and you've just got to be yourself. It depends what you want.
Interesting line, gunshot love of the moment. Yeah, that's what I meant. So
yeah.
That it's only that you are only in the present, and it's this love that exists only in the present.
Yeah, well, it's that spark in it, and you see sometimes, you know, you meet people and whatever, and you know, whoever it may be, you know, you can just instantly connect with somebody, and it's just like, you know. Well, and you think like you devote yourself to one person in life, and what other, and sometimes your head's turned, or you question that, you question your own kind of thing. But, you know, we're only human.
I think when you're away for so long on the road, and someone like shows an interest in you, like just for like being yourself, it's good. You like to talk to people and stuff, but like Mike says, it's who you are, isn't it? You can't help your feelings sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you feel lonely, maybe on tour, you know. So this is the argument I hear.
Yeah, I guess you're always battling with your own conscience, kind of thing. Mm. So, and it's some hard times to forget, you know, where you come from and like. You know, your other life back home, and year of a life when you're not on the road. But the thing is, there's always the constant thing of the band, even when we're at home. That's that's the one continuity in all our lives, in our five lives, you know what I mean? It keeps us, that defines kind of who we are at the moment.
What are your plans for the future? To become more famous or
we stop chasing.
Play more shows?
I don't think it's about fame.
We're not chasing.
What is it? I mean, is it the perfect record?
I guess so. It's kind of, getting that, striving for that kind of, what's the word? Like, contentment. In a record, where I can just sit back and relax and just think, I did everything I could with that and just so happy with it. I think that's what I'm going to strive for. And everybody's different, but, you know, and to really, like, kind of relate to people and make sure that people understand what you're actually talking about and what you're trying to sing about. And, you know, if music's an art, like, you know, you paint a picture or you write a poem, it's kind of like touching that person or making that empathy or, you know, that connection with somebody through music, then that's kind of the job done. And I don't see myself doing anything else for a long, long time. It's just part of who you are, I guess. Some people are born to paint, some people are born to be bankers, good with numbers. Mm, some people love these
things.
Especially in London. Yeah, certain things turn people on, music turns me on, numbers turn other people on, you know, running turn other people on, I don't know. It's just people find their own paths in life. And, you know, it might not make you money, but, you know, you got to just do with what you're happy. If you're happy, then, you know, you never work a day in your life. So,
what is the best part on being a musician? It's the live show or...
What's the best part?
Yeah.
Getting up first thing in the afternoon? No.
What?
I said getting up first thing in the afternoon. Just a little joke. But I don't know, the best thing for me is... I don't know, because I never really saw myself as a musician. Like, we just sort of fell in the band. And when we're on stage on a night and you've got your brother next to you and like your three best friends in front of you, that's what makes me happy. And I'm happy that I'm doing it with the people that I love. I'm not just a session player who's joined a band and doesn't know anyone. That's what I love. I love being together all the time and sharing the experiences with, like, the people who I love and care about. So when you're back home, you can always talk to someone about it. Because when you do go back to, like, Stockton, not everyone wants to know about your experiences on the road and stuff. So it's good to confide in for the mates when you get back home. So that's what I love. I love being together all the time and making memories, because you won't lose your memories. Well, just yet.
I guess it's just like the freedom of it all as well. You're allowed to say what you want in music, do you know what I mean? There's no kind of, it's a no holds barred kind of thing, so you know, people can interpret however they want, but you know, you've got you know, a couple of strings and a pen and paper, you know, to say whatever you want, whatever you feel, without feeling like a dick. If I turned around and started pouring my heart out a love story to Luke without music, I'd sound like a right knob. You know, I'd feel like a right knob. So it's kind of that freedom, and you know, getting to see the world from doing it as well is just great. It's just kind of that troubadour kind of feel to it. It can take you anywhere. There's no plan, there's no route. We're just kind of riding this wave and just seeing where we end up. And
it depends a bit on the management, if this road or not.
But we just enjoy ourselves along the way. I mean, there's plenty of forks that come in the road, and you know, management say, which way do you want to go? Well, we want to go that way, we'll go this way, and we'll see where that takes us. And that's what it's all about.
It's all about
the journey, it's not about the destination, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about getting to that final point of playing Wembley, it's about the journey of getting to play Wembley.
And this journey is infinite, or do you think of a time after music?
What?
Do you think that...
Die on stage.
No, I mean, there's like... I think everyone sort of puts themselves... a different path in life. I think people want things at certain ages, and like people want to have their own things and stuff. But I think with something like this, there's no definite answer of when you are going to make it. There's loads of...
If you set yourself these like targets that you're always striving for, you're never going to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
So it seems ridiculous to kind of put a target or a goal in front of you, because you'll never be content with where you are. So you'll never be happy in the moment. You'll be forever chasing that. As soon as you reach that target, there'll be another target or a goal to meet, or something you want to do next, and then you just forget to just live in the moment.
Enjoy where you are. I agree with that. Yeah.
In the end, something completely different. Are you football fans? For sure you are.
Yeah.
Which team?
Middlesbrough Football Club.
Okay.
Not Manchester
and not Newcastle.
No, Matt, you used to spot Newcastle, didn't you?
Spot Newcastle as a child, yeah.
I've been to a few Newcastle games.
What role did football play in your life? In one video, you even play football?
Yeah, you grew up with it. It's like instilled in your childhood, really, for a lot of people, especially in England. I suppose it is in Germany, especially a lot of the lads and the boys. And then you kind of, you're brought up with your local team, like Middlesbrough or Newcastle or whatever, so they're the paths people choose to follow. I mean, some people grow up and then decide to support Man U or something, but, you know, each to their own.
I love, like, all massive football fans now. Even when we're away from home, you're always keeping up to date with the whole football. I love it all.
But the older you become, it becomes more of a social scene.
Yeah.
You know, it's another pleasure in life.
It is a pleasure in life. I suppose when you're younger and you play a lot of football, then when you realise you're not going to make it, so you think, I might try and learn the drums. And then
I'm not going to be a footballer and start playing the drums.
So then you start going to the more football games, you get old enough to start drinking, and you're out with your mates on a Saturday afternoon when you're back home. It's the social side to it's great as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is good. What about who do you support?
Sorry?
Who do you support?
Freiburg, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's...
not really.
There's a football player called Papi Cisse who moved from Freiburg to Newcastle.
Okay.
He was a big player for Freiburg.
Yeah. But they're quite weak, so I'm not sure if they can hold the class this year. So we only have to push their thumbs. Yeah. What do you think about the band Coldplay? That would interest me because, for us it's this British superstar export, and I could imagine that most of British bands don't like them that much.
I think Coldplay are very inoffensive. I don't think they are the no one's favourite band. I know if I asked anyone back home who the favourite band was, apart from one person maybe, that no one would ever say Coldplay. But they write some really good songs.
I love the early ones.
I think they're a good band, and they've stood the test of time. They've been around over 10 years. Well, must be 12 years they've been out. And people relate to them, like some certain songs touch other people, and they always seem to
reinvent themselves.
Yeah, reinvent themselves quite a bit on each album. And the showman, so they'll always do well.
Mm-hmm. They write anthems as well, you know, so I've got qualms with them. I quite like some of the stuff. It's melodic, it's catchy, you know, it is what it is. It's Coldplay.
Yeah.
It's like U2, do you know what I mean?
I really used to love them. But
I don't see how, like,
every record, I think, oh no, please. And
I know, but for me, I know.
Pop music.
But that's the thing, U2, they could have stopped years ago writing new songs and then just do a Rolling Stones, come out every 5 years and do the greatest hits tour.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way that U2 are still going and they're still writing new music and bringing new albums out. I think that's a good thing. It's not really my cup of tea, but if you get it for free, then you'll give it a listen. Because obviously it went on everyone's phone, didn't it? But I like the way they're still writing their own, like, new music and still going for it. because they could easily just, like I say, just bring out a Motown covers album like every other artist does when they get past 60.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Jonas is
the Young Rebels set, and see you tonight at Schmitz Katze.
Yeah.